The Port State Measures Agreement tries to combat IUU fishing by making it difficult for those who do not play by the rules of sustainability to be put out of business. And how does the Port State Measures Agreement do this? Well, it lays down a minimum set of standard controls and measures to be applied by the port states receiving foreign vessels into their port, or those which are seeking entry into their port, not necessarily only for landing their catch, but also making use of the port services. And the port states have the obligation to deny port entry to fishing vessels engaged in IUU fishing and prohibit the landing of their catches and the use of port facilities. And in doing so, these measures are seen to be highly effective deterrents to the operators and owners of such vessels. If they cannot find the port which will receive them, then it will be very difficult for them to remain in operation.
So what's the next step for countries involved?
Well, as of 5th of June of this year, those who have become a party to the agreement have the obligation to start applying these standard measures and procedures that are laid down in the agreement. They may, of course, decide to take more stringent measures in collaboration with their neighbouring countries and with other governing regional bodies such as the regional fishery management organisations. It is important for the parties who are applying the measures to share information. The more information that is shared amongst the countries on fishing vessels visiting their ports, the better and the more equipped the countries are going to be in inspecting the vessels which are seeking entry into port and to be able to detect IUU fishing. Of course, there are some countries which are not in a position due to lack of capacity or perhaps resources, financial and human resources, to apply the measures that are required in the Port State Measures Agreement. However, the agreement foresees the lack of capacity of developing countries in particular, and therefore the agreement calls upon the more developed countries to provide assistance to countries which are not in a position to fully implement the agreement so that they will increase their capacity and be able to implement the provisions in full as soon as possible. We have in the meantime also developed a global program, and we are seeking the support from key partners and donors to support our capacity development program for port state measures and related instruments to combat IUU fishing, to be able to assist countries in reviewing their legislation, to bring it in line with the requirements laid down in the Port State Measures Agreement, to have the operational capacity and increased capacity to monitor, control and survey both their own flagged vessels and foreign vessels, and to be able to have the mechanism to be able to prosecute those vessels which have been found to be engaged in IUU fishing.
For countries who have not joined, will there be continued efforts to get more countries on board?
FAO has been, since 2012, reaching out to all countries around the world through a capacity development and awareness-raising program supported by the government of Norway, mostly, and we've covered more than 100 countries, and we have highlighted the benefits of becoming party to the Port State Measures Agreement. Port state measures need to be supported by data and information collected from monitoring, control and surveillance, both by the port state and the flag states and the coastal states and the market states. With more information available, port state measures could be applied even more effectively.